Welcome to our latest podcast, Discovering Ashton Hall, one of Lancaster's Grade 1 listed buildings. It lies southwest of the city, off the A588 road. It's less well known than Lancaster's other historic buildings because it has always been privately owned rather than a public building. The Manor of Ashton was mentioned in the Domesday Book of 1086. The first major building we know of on the site was a paley tower erected around 1381 by Edward Lawrence, a descendant of the De Lancastre family, the Barons of Kendal. Paley towers, many occur across northern England, were rectangular in plan, several stories high and, with small windows, clearly designed with defence in mind. The one at Ashton Hall, with its three stories, four unusual towers in the corners, 2-metre-thick walls and battlements, has survived fairly intact externally, but much altered internally over the centuries. The barrel vaulting on the ground floor is impressive. Edmund's wife, Agnes de Washington, from County Durham, was related to the Washington family members who moved to Northamptonshire, then Virginia, and then the Presidency of the United States. The male line of the Lawrence family died out in the late 15th century, and in time the manor and hall passed via a female line to the Gerard family. Sir Thomas Gerard, Queen Elizabeth I's Attorney General, became a baronet in 1611. There were royal visits to the hall in 1617 by James I and James VI, and in 1651 the future King Charles II. The fifth baronet's daughter, Elizabeth, was the Gerard family's heiress, and when she married James, the fourth Duke of Hamilton, Ashton Hall passed to the Dukes of Hamilton in 1698, one of the highest-ranking noble families. Elizabeth's husband died in 1712 in a duel, and Elizabeth survived him by 32 years. During the 18th century, she made Ashton Hall a major force in British horse racing, breeding thoroughbreds, training race horses on a 1 mile, 6 furlong gallop on the estate, and supporting race meetings, notably the one in Lancaster, through enhanced prize money. The estate remained with the Dukes of Hamilton until 1853, when the 11th Duke auctioned it off. It was bought by legendary Nicholas Starkey, the MP for Clitheroe, and a member of an old Lancashire family. James Williamson then bought the estate in 1884, taking the Ashton title when he was created Baron in 1895. Williamson could use the private station on the Lassen branch line to get to Lancaster and beyond. After he died, the estate was bought in 1931 by William Pye, a corn merchant of Condor Green. He quickly leased it to the Lancaster Golf Club, who were looking for a new site, the future of their course in Dolphin Home being uncertain. The hall now belongs to the Lancaster Golf Club, the parkland ideal for an 18-hole course. The original Paley Tower has survived over six centuries, but other changes to the hall have converted it from a fortified house to a grand residence that met newer standards and styles, and finally to suit the needs of a golf club and its golf course in the former Deer Park. Successive owners have left their mark. The result is an architecturally complex building. A wing was added around 1600, but has since been demolished. Major additions were made by the Duke of Hamilton around 1708, which were mostly demolished by Starkey in 1856. He favoured the then fashionable neo-Gothic style which we see today. The well-wooded Deer Park acquired two lakes in the mid-18th century and an ice house in the 19th. The park's conversion to an 18-hole golf course in the early 1930s was to a design by James Braid, 5 times winner of the Open and a renowned golf course architect. We hope that you've enjoyed this latest episode of our podcast and you'll wish to listen to some of our others about the history and heritage of the Lancaster and Morecambe district. These are all based on the over 120 walks and guides to the area, written by Gordon Clark and published by Lancaster Civic Vision on their webpage at www.lancastercivicsociety.uk, where they can be read, downloaded and printed free of charge by clicking the tab Guides, Leaflets and Walks to the Lancaster and Morecambe District.